Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at Relevant Radio. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors not a well-known saint, but it's Saint Zita of Lucca, Italy. She is the patron saint of domestic workers, of homemakers, lost keys, people ridiculed for their piety, rape victims, single women, waitresses, and of course the city of Lucca, Italy. On April 27th, the people of Lucca take bread and bring flowers to the church of San Frediano. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we are given this time to acknowledge our sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. As we recall year by year the mysteries by which, through the restoration of its original dignity, human nature has received the hope of rising again, we earnestly beseech your mercy, Lord, that what we celebrate in faith, we may possess in unending love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up, and with all of his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and they reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area, and they are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Bless the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come forward toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I pretty much have a routine every single morning. I get up about 5 o'clock, have a cup of tea or two, turn on the local news, and then I wait for about 5 minutes to seven. When the national news comes on. And usually the bad things have happened overnight. They've happened in the darkness. Presently we're hearing about the war in Ukraine. We hear about mass killings. And normally they take place at night, not in the light. And I think that's exactly what is said by Jesus in today's gospel, that people sometimes who want to do evil things, they don't like the light. They want to stay in the dark. When I was pastor at St. Agnes Parish for 20 years, we had a parish council meeting when I first got there. And one of the men of the parish council was a graphic artist. And he wanted to create something other than our mission statement, but something that we could put in the bulletin every single week. Just to let people know what we as a parish were about. And he chose a theme of light. So he came up with a logo, and he came up with the simple words, "Let our light shine." As parishioners, let our light shine before others. I used to love to give homilies to our children in the grade school. And usually at some point when a gospel like this came up or another gospel about light, I would ask them by a show of hands, how many of you have a little nightlight, either in your bedroom or out in the hallway, that kind of gives you just a little bit of safety during the time of the night? And quite a few of them raised their hands, and I said, well, I'm with you. I've got a nightlight in my bedroom, I got one in the hallway, I've got one throughout the house, just to help guide me when I need to be guided. Instead of walking in the dark, I've got something there. Well, for followers of Jesus, Jesus Christ himself is that light. He wants to guide us. He wants to give us a sure path so that we don't stumble.
And I think we need to take advantage of him as the light. We read in the Gospels very often that dichotomy between light and darkness. And hopefully, as followers of Jesus and as Christians, as followers, we're attracted to him as the light. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment, just asking God to always lead us in the right direction by allowing him to be the light for us. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and his intentions for the Church and the world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in the vocations of priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord. For the Church, that we may live in Christ and bear the fruit of remaining close to him, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that our government leaders will serve our nation with integrity and respect for all human life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are homebound in nursing homes and in hospitals, that they be given the care they need in keeping with their human dignity, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Evangeline Hugo, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts, left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
In the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead. Grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host pray together the unending prayer of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Zita, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace in unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith and mercy, your body and your blood. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion
with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us stand now to conclude our prayer. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those that you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we humbly implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And on this Wednesday, we pray a litany to St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God our Father in heaven,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
God, Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David,
pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs,
pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin,
pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick,
pray for us.
Patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of relevant radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. God made him master of his household. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
The Patrick Madrid Show
on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to say that I really love your show. I've learned so much. I've been listening for the last couple of months, and I have the app, so I just love that I can listen to it anytime.
Stream your favorite Relevant Radio shows right on your smartphone or tablet. What you waiting
for? The Relevant Radio app.
I love your show. I wish I could sit and listen to you every morning.
but you know you can. All you have to do is go and listen to the podcast.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
It's in your app store.
Yeah.